It's not like every day, everywhere you go as a black man, you're hiding yourself, so somebody is going to beat you. Something will ever spread it like that. And then we wake up and then start demonstrating about it and so on. And then when it's gone, then elsewhere, you know, it's very rare that it is here where I live. Except this one of this Minnesota guy, what's his name? The guy they was killed by those cops.
George Floyd.
George Floyd.
Yes, sir.
That one happened where my wife lives. You see,
wow.
In Minneapolis.
Wow.
It was the first incident. The other ones are things that we hear about.
Yeah.
You know, on TV or what.
Mm.
It's like it's happening in another world.
Yeah.
You see. That one was the first one which happens close to where my wife lives, because we live in different states. I live in Ohio, she lives in Minnesota. Where she lives and closer to that neighborhood. It's only then so this thing comes home, where now you are in the middle of that demonstration and so on. You know.
That must have been quite a time to be in the States during those.
Otherwise, times. I mean, you see, many people are shocked because they thought that racism was now gone. You know, just before Obama and then during Obama, they thought, oh, yeah, no, you see, it means that. No, America has always been racist. It's just that, you know, there was a long period now where white people found racism very shameful and would not be openly racist. But they were still racist. They would not, even when they wanted to be racist, they would have to wear those things.
To hide, shield themselves.
Yeah. Until Trump came. And then when Trump came, he opened the gates.
His hat was branded for them.
Yeah.
That's concealing.
Yes. He opened the gates. The racists came out of the woodworks. They've always been there. They were now free even to march as racists without wearing any of those shields.
Like, what's that, like a dance cap or something, huh?
Yes.
Like that.
Hey, you see that? Yeah, so that's the advantage. I mean, that's the good thing about Trump, is that it was able to come out and people see that, no, actually, we are still a racist country. Because they didn't believe us when we were telling them that, no, you are still racist. It's just that now, of course, these racists are underground.
Subtle, yeah.
Yeah, you see.
No, it's, the depictions we get showed seems like a trying time, but as you say, it's always been the case, I think.
Yeah, it's always the case, and people just live their normal lives. You know, they create their music, their art. They live on, they marry, make children, they love, and so on. Just like we did during apartheid. During apartheid, I never saw anybody where we were just sitting there said, oh, we are being oppressed.
Life must continue.
We lived, we loved. We saw you being chased by the cops, then we would laugh at you. Hey, look at you, funny. You know, you see.
So it's like that, yeah.
Yeah, like you see that. And it was like that during apartheid. Then you come back in the evening to tell us, you know, how you
evaded.
You managed to evade them and so on. I remember an exhibition at West University Gallery of photographs, you know, during apartheid. And then there was, you know, they call them Yellow Mellow, you know, this huge police vehicles, and there were police. And then, you see, there were police pointing guns at a woman. This is a photograph. And this woman was running, you see. So there are people who were in the gallery who have come to see this one. So there were two black young people who were laughing at this woman who's being chased by the police in the picture. You see? Then there were some white folks around who were shocked. How can these people be laughing at a woman who is being chased? You know? by the police. They couldn't understand it, you see, because of course they came from a different culture, which consumed art in a different manner, you see. To them, they would see this, it is a very cruel thing, of course it was terrible, I mean, and all that. But these kids, black kids from the township there, they grew up in an environment where they were socialized to deal with this in a different manner.
Yeah.
You see? They deal with it with laughter. Mm. You see?
To keep from crying, perhaps.
Exactly. They are the same kids who, in the evening after I'd been chased by the police for the dorm pass, when I come back home, I'll be telling them those stories, you know. Do you know how I escaped today? And so then people will be laughing there, and so on. It was a coping mechanism that we mastered over time.
Mm.
You see, we mastered that coping mechanism.
Mm.
You see that? Mm. And when you see it in art, you see that, there we are again.
Mm.
You see?